Today, we're pleased to have Dave Shepherd with us. We'll talk with Dave a bit after his first song. I'll turn it over to him so you and I can both get a chance to listen to Dave Shepherd. That's Dave Shepherd. The song is Silver Lining, and that's the title of his new album, which will eventually be out in a few months or so, I think.
Hopefully sooner than that. Yeah. My original release date was yesterday.
Ah.
And a lot of things can get delayed or take their time. This time it's completely my fault, but...
Oh, it's.
I'm hoping for early September.
It's.
I just have one thing to finish up, and it'll be all set. So
it's hard, not having done it, but knowing quite a few musicians, it's hard to get an album done.
Oh yeah,
there's so many different things that are involved. When did you start playing and writing?
It's kind of two answers to that. I started playing music in grade school. Took a year or two of piano lessons and then quit. And then through the orchestra program at school, I started on cello. Got tall enough, fast enough to play the upright bass. My orchestra teacher was thrilled about that.
Where did you go to school?
I'm from Peters Township.
Okay.
Shout out to Mrs. Donna Fox at the orchestra program down
Mrs.
there.
Mrs. Donna Fox.
Who knows if she's listening. But
She probably is. Most people are. But
yeah,
other
true.
People that had Donna Fox might know
yeah.
that too.
And then, you know, I got a guitar in middle school, and I was always kind of playing. But as a bass player, I was always in demand. And so I never really had the opportunity to play guitar with other people as much because everyone plays guitar, not everyone plays bass.
Yeah. I was talking about that. I was visiting my brother recently and who plays guitar. And bass players are more of a rarity than I realized, especially one that really fits what a group wants to do
or
what a performer
you know, bass
wants
is,
to do.
It's simple, but it's not easy.
That's a good way.
You know,
a good way of putting it. So when did you turn to writing?
So, yeah, then I went to college for jazz bass for a little bit. I didn't finish, but I started playing a lot of jazz around the Philadelphia region on the bass. That's where I went to college and then where I stayed for about 10 years. And then at a certain point, I started getting into – I'd always enjoyed bluegrass, but then I got into it through a guy in Ocean City, Maryland. And I was going down there a lot for gigs. It was funny because the gigs were more fun and paid a little better than the jazz gigs around town, and I really enjoyed the music. And at a certain point, I really wanted to get off the bass and play guitar and be able to express myself a little bit more. Probably around 2015 is when I really started focusing on that and writing my own stuff. So at the same time I was pursuing bluegrass, I was also pursuing my original music. And that song I just played is actually one of the first songs I ever wrote and finished and felt really good about. So that song's from 2015. It's finally coming out, hopefully this fall. And so I think it'll be nice to release it and be able to move on and write some new stuff. I have a number of songs from that era that deserve to be recorded. So,
the voice you're hearing is that of Dave Shepherd. His website is DaveShepherdMusic.com. And what would you like to play next?
I'm going to do another one from this upcoming EP. It's actually already been released as a single. It's called Bloom and Spite. If you recall when I was here with my band Slag Mountain, there was a great fiddle player named Nathan Vargo. He's playing fiddle on this recording, and I'm really proud of how it turned out. So if you like this one, folks, go check it out. You can stream it now. Well, just wait a sec because I'm going to play it first. I step outside in the blazing sun. I can't tell which way to run. A pile of things on my mind. At the bottom there lays my precious time. Your castle walls are mighty high. So hard to climb, to get inside. You wanted my love, won't let me in. The only way is over them. Fate has time to walk the line. You get yours and I'll get mine. Desert flowers full and bright. No water flows, they
I'll see you someday down the line. Ever lonesome on my mind, the pile of things we left behind. The pile of things we left behind.
That's Dave Shepherd here at the Saturday Light Brigade. You mentioned Slag Mountain and being here with the group. Are you playing with others, or are you mostly solo these days?
So it's interesting. As a soul, you know, I release music under my name, Dave Shepherd, but I play with a band all the time. So it's like a solo project, but I'm not always playing solo.
Oh, sure. You've got people backing you up and supporting you.
Yeah, anywhere from I'll do a trio with electric guitar, bass, and drums to, electric guitar, acoustic guitar, fiddle, bass, drums, pedal steel sometimes.
But your songs and your
work, yeah, exactly.
With folks supporting you. Do you have anything coming up soon?
A thing I'd love to promote is I used to do this event in Philadelphia monthly. I called it the Good and Country Saturday Night.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a country event, covers and whatnot. And I've revived it here in Pittsburgh with my friends at the Steel City Squares Square Dancing Group.
Yeah.
And the next one is going to be September 11th at Club Cafe. The goal of this event is to promote two-stepping and country dancing of all kinds. Less of an emphasis on line dancing. There's plenty of places to line dance here in Pittsburgh. Even a live band like John Binley's Pittsburgh Honky Tonk, they do a lot of great line dancing there with some great music. But there's nowhere to really two-step to a live band, so that's kind of my goal with this event. So all dancers, if you want to learn, we have a free lesson at the beginning of the night, and there will be, I forget what they call themselves, mavens or something, people who wear like a badge so that you know if you want to dance with someone who's experienced, they'll be there to coach you along. We get the first one we did earlier this summer, we had a great turnout, lots of dancers, both new and experienced, and it was a lot of fun.
That sounds like a great thing to do, to meet people, or just a great date.
Yeah.
And a great way to listen to music, too.
You know, if you've ever been out down in Texas or Tennessee where people do this a lot, the dancing stuff, I think a lot of people in the North, per se, or the Northeast, have some hang-ups that aren't really necessarily based in reality with this kind of thing. You know, you can ask someone, they could say yes or no. It's not a big deal. You might dance with someone and never talk to them again. It's not this kind of, it's not as serious as people make it out to be.
Yeah, and skill level probably is not as significant as one might think too, I would imagine.
Even if you don't know what
you're doing, you could get through.
People are happy to share the knowledge and whatnot. That's how this whole thing spreads.
Now, how did this come to you? Was it in Philly, or just the notion, because I don't think you spent time down south.
I've never lived down there. I have traveled to Nashville a lot over the years. I have a bunch of friends down there. I like to spend time there and play music. And then earlier this year, I was in Austin, Texas, and got to go to the infamous White Horse. Is it Tavern? It's the White Horse. That's what mm-hmm. people know it as. And if you think Club Cafe doesn't have enough room to dance, you should go to the club, go to the White Horse and see all the folks jammed in there dancing on top of each other. It's just a blast. People are smiling, having a good time, swinging each other around. And it's just a cool social thing, I think, that would just – I think it helps any community musically, music community, you know, because then there's a reason to play music per se.
Well, sure, and – also, everything you're describing it kind of fights a lot of people are experiencing isolation or
exactly.
Just not – that's the best way to put it is isolation. And there's a lot of root causes to that without getting into that, just having here's a way.
Yeah.
You cannot be isolated and join in and not have any concern about being judged.
Right, exactly. And that's the expectation, is that no one cares. You know, the expectation is that you're going to be asked to dance, or you're going to ask someone to dance. There's no – it's like, am I going to be weird if I ask that person to dance? No, no one cares.
Yeah.
They could say yes or no. And if they say no, it might just be because they just danced five songs in a row. It usually has nothing to do with who you are, what you look like, or anything like that.
Yeah, or everyone cares, as in everyone cares to – have a good time.
Yeah, you know, and have create a safe environment for that kind of thing, yeah.
Well, that's good to know. That's September 11th at Club Cafe.
And a shout-out to also the 412-step folks for teaching the dance lesson.
And the Steel City Squares.
And Steel City Squares for helping me promote it.
And I'm glad you mentioned John Bentley, too, who's been doing a great job with the Hockey Talk Jukebox.
Oh,
and
yeah.
His other...
I think they've rebranded efforts to the Pittsburgh Honky Tonk.
Ah, well, yeah. I'll have to talk to John about that but next time I talk with him. Dave Shepherd is who you're listening to. What do you want to do next?
So I have a new song that is not out or recorded just yet, and I usually do it as a medley into one of my older songs, if that's okay. Do two songs back-to-back here. Right now, this first one's untitled. It's one of my older songs as well. It was written in the similar era as Silver Lining back in my 20s. And then I'll do it into Yellowstone, which is a song that you can find anywhere. So here we go.
Can you see yourself? Thank you. about driving out to Yellowstone. Take the long way, take my time. I'm thinking about Yellowstone. I'll see so many friends of mine with brand new scenery behind. Brand new scenery behind. Other places I will go on my way out to Yellowstone. Other places I will go. Parts of me that I may find along that double yellow line. Parts of me that I may find. In every town that I've been through, there's someone there who looks like you. If only were true. Thinking now it's time to ride along that double yellow line. Put old scenery behind.
Good couple of tunes there from Dave Shepherd, one new and one a little bit older. Annie Trimble wrote to say how much she's enjoying hearing you.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, Annie.
And I wanted to note Bertha and the Bells are going to be playing tonight. That's Annie's one of Annie's groups. They'll be at the Art Gala at Gilfillan Farms tonight.
That sounds awesome.
From 6 until 9, and a benefit for the Historical Society of Upper St. Clair and the McMurray Art League. It's also the culmination of 2 days of painting outside on the farm. The gala will include sales of art that was made just this weekend. So this is all taking place August 8th tonight from 6 until 9. This is Larry Berger. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings here, and Dave Shepherd's our guest today. You mentioned Yellowstone is a song you can hear about anywhere.
Yeah, you can stream it just about anywhere.
So that's one you wrote some time ago? Or?
Yeah, I wrote that in, I believe, 2018. Early that year, I was booking a long tour kind of across the U.S. I had a friend in San Francisco, and I was planning to do some gigs there, and I filled in the blanks between and then made it up to Pacific Northwest, and it was a beautiful time.
Well, whether you're based in Philly or Pittsburgh, between there and San Francisco, that's a lot of blanks.
It was great. It was so fun. This was before we were married, but Cleo was with me, and we kept calling it a torcation. So I was doing the booking. I was dreaming about this tour and thinking about how I'd really like to go to Yellowstone, and the song just kind of came out as I was thinking about that stuff. And funny enough, we actually didn't make it to Yellowstone on that tour. So I've yet to go there. And I am a avid fly fisherman, and so it's one of those places that fly fishermen flock to.
I didn't know that.
And so it's doubly on my list. You didn't know that I was a fly fisherman or that they love Yellowstone?
Oh, that people go to Yellowstone.
Yeah, the Yellowstone River is very famous.
Truth be told, I didn't know you were a fly fisher either.
That was one of my COVID projects. Yeah. I got into it. A friend of mine gifted me a rod. We were going to learn. Well, he was going to teach me, and then he moved to Montana. And so I had to teach myself, and I dove in head first. It was I just fell in love with it. It's a great way to be outside. Being in the water is one of my favorite places to be in general. So having an excuse to put myself there is awesome.
Where do you go locally?
Anywhere from Chartiers Creek to the Three Rivers. If I'm fishing for trout, I like to head towards central Pennsylvania or even parts of western Maryland or sometimes up north. But where there's a will, there's a way. Or where there's a creek, there's a way, you know.
Dave Shepherd is who you are hearing. DaveShepherdMusic.com is how you can learn more about his work, and his album Silver Lining will be out soon. Probably have time for two more if you have time.
Perfect.
For two more.
Yeah, I could do two more.
What would you like to do next?
I think I will do one cover today. This is one I'd like to do with my bluegrass band, Slag Mountain. I got it from the Stanley Brothers. It's called Caroline Mountain Home. But to me, besides the fact that the chorus says, I love those Carolina mountains, everything else about this song makes me think of Pittsburgh.
A great song.
Yeah, you already know it, so... You know, it talks about hills and trains and, I mean, that's about it, but, and mountains. So, I like to do this one and think about Pittsburgh when I'm doing it, so.
Some nice flat picking there by Dave Shepherd. And I was imagining what it was like for you to discover bluegrass when you did and add that to your repertoire.
Oh, yeah.
And it sounds like you really rounded out your musical life. Who knows? There might be
more.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll play anything. When I was playing jazz, you know, jazz covers a lot of genres, from Afro-Cuban jazz to, you got the Django Reinhardt era of stuff. You have early jazz, you have bebop, and then you have all this stuff, 80s, 90s, that's jazz adjacent, where people will hire jazz musicians for. And then as I got into bluegrass and country, I realized that it's really just jazz.
There is, right? A lot of jazz in bluegrass. You know, it's all just really music. But
exactly.
But there is a lot of jazz and
to
bluegrass.
Me, it's all just American music, and it's very similar language, but it's just a different accent, you know.
Yeah, it's a good way of putting it. And even worldwide, too. Mm-hmm. You'll hear jazz and bluegrass and other forms of music that we call Americana, but it's really, a lot of it is all over the world.
Yeah, it's too. Great stuff, yeah.
It's been great to have you here again, Dave Shepherd. Again, DaveShepherdMusic.com is how to find out more, and including the songs that are out there streaming. What do you want to close up with?
I'm going to end here with another one from this upcoming EP, which has already been released as a single. It's a co-write with a friend of mine here in Pittsburgh named Braden Thomas. We wrote a bunch of stuff together during COVID. I sent him a bunch of instrumental stuff, and he sent me a bunch of lyrics and melodies, and this is one of them, and I liked it so much I had to do it myself. So this is called Easy on Yourself. I hope you like it. On that old gravel road, I ride with a gallop so slow. All the dust billows and blows behind me as I go. It's all I know, moving with a pace so slow. Let that cool breeze blow, wherever I wander I'm home. Take it easy on yourself, you could use a little break. Take it easy on yourself, life's gonna have to wait. Life's gonna have to wait. Yeah, that old gravel road feels like a second home, and it's all I know. Out here I've grown as a man, flesh and bone. Let that old gravel road reassure me as I go. Take it easy on yourself, you could use a little break. Take it easy on yourself, this life's gonna have to wait. Oh, life's gonna.
Nice song and a good one to close up with. Dave, thanks
Thank you.
For being with us. That's Dave Shepherd.